Isn't Mother Nature amazing? Wow, right? The combination of design and color and just stunning. And all around us, it's the case. Just stunning. Not just flowers, I mean anything, right? Anything. Anything that flies through the sky, including a leaf on the wind. I mean, it's just amazing. So we smile with how fortunate we are to live on this planet of wonder and constant amazement through any of our senses. I mean, think about food and taste and texture. I mean, how many different tastes do you taste through the day? Over the top, right? And it's not just, is it salty? Is it spicy? Is it sour? No, it's all of them at the same time, right? If you're eating something worthwhile, right? And then there's water, the taste of water. Nothing else tastes like water. Well, nothing else really tastes like anything else either. So, really, we smile. How fortunate we are to be on this. We incarnated here. And we've been doing that over and over again. I mean, for all the liberation things that are talked about in many traditions, it's pretty amazing to be incarnated here. And so, when any of us wonders, what more can I do? How can I protect, Mother Earth? How can I help? Each of us will come to our own actions and thoughts. But boy, when you look at something like this, just growing in the garden that's on our screen. Or you watch a hummingbird or a butterfly or the ants scurrying about trying to keep things clean all the time. That's what they do, they clean things up. Just watch the sky change in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Watch how the sky changes. Then how can anyone not be so moved with gratitude? Yeah, to them, do what each of us will do. How amazing, how fortunate we are for this planet, to be here. This is our mother. And so our mind naturally settles. It's a harmonious state because that's the state of our planet. And when it's allowed to be, when it's not interfered with, harmonious. And thoughts will come and go, thoughts will arise, just like the clouds do in the sky, and just like birds flitting through the sky, waves on the shore. That's part of our planet, too. Coming and going, arising and dissolving. And abiding in a harmonious state, we trust and have full confidence that it naturally emanates out. Just naturally, like the perfume of a flower, like its radiance. And each breath being born of our Mother Earth, of course, returns back to the whole. And so our state at any given point of the day, our state contributes. And so may we all always have that in our minds, that we are contributing. And so what is our state? What is our state right now, any time of the day? Because it is naturally going back into the whole. So we breathe, sit in harmony, and in wonder with all beings, just naturally so. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings, with ourselves in presence, with our Mother Earth. Ooh. Thank you, everyone. This should be the last Saturday that for me has to be a shorter time with you all, least this season. Love you all, really, as we walk through our day. Again, how many tastes do we taste in a day? How amazing is that? Because they all come from Mother Earth, of course, right? They all come from Mother Earth. All of our textures come from Mother Earth. So as you go through the day, really notice that, reflect upon it. How many more ways can I personally protect Mother Earth, save Mother Earth, participate in her harmony, and foster and support in every way possible, in body, speech, and mind. My mother, our mother, from which everything of this life comes. Love you all. Create a day.